Phoneboy Speaks episode 185, Retracks Retractable Cassette Adapter. In my older car, I have the stock stereo system, which at the time contained a CD player and a tape player, but no modern methods for connecting a phone to a stereo, for example, Bluetooth or USB or something like that. And that's probably just as well, because in my in my newer car, where I have a Ford Sync, I'm invariably frustrated by the Bluetooth, the USB. None of it works quite right with my phone or my wife's phone. So it's an exercise in frustration, so I try not to use it very much. But I still would like to be able to, when I'm driving in that car, I'd like to be able to listen to my podcasts and actually be able to hear them. Because when I'm driving at 60 miles an hour on the freeway, I can't hear my phone, and you know, even if I turn the volume all the way up. So I was looking for some solution that would work. And I still have my old Discman from 20 years ago or something. And I had one of those cassette adapters that you would had an eighth inch stereo plug that you'd plug in, and it went into a tape, which then fed into your tape player and then would play you would play whatever it is. But the problem is that my tape player was new enough that it realized that there was no tape in there, and so it refused to play the tape, and so I couldn't get it to work. So when I was going through Fry's over the weekend, I found a new unit made by a company called Retrack, and it had the thing to fake out the tape player, so it looked like there was a tape in there. But and it also had a retractable cord, which, because some of those cords they can get pretty long, but if you don't have something to do with them, they just kind of dangle around. So this is a retractable cord. You can make it as long as you need to and plug it into your phone. And the problem with these devices that plug into the cassette player is that the audio quality can be inconsistent. I was reading reviews on this particular unit when I'd scanned the device in at Fry's just to see how much it was going to cost to get it shipped versus just buying it at Fry's. And that was actually the sad thing, is that I found it on a shelf at Fry's that didn't have a price tag for it, so I had no idea what it was, and by zapping it in Shop Savvy, I was able to see, oh, it's only like $10. Okay, well, that's not a big deal. So I the reviews I'd read on the Shop Savvy app were, I would say, spotty, right? Some said that was really good, some said it was really bad. I figured anything was better than what I had, which was I can't hear anything at all. And so when I tried it in the car, yeah, I could hear pretty well, but it seemed like to me that some of the audio, I don't know, it seems like some levels of the audio are missing or something. I'm not sure, but I mean, it's still loud enough that I can hear, and I'm not listening to music. I'm listening to people talking. So the quality is not as critical as being able to hear it. So, so for $10, I mean, now my older car can play on the stereo, the podcast, as I'm driving down the freeway. And so it was $10 well spent. So anyway, this is the Retracks, cassette adapter. It turns your modern devices into something that will play in an old tape player. and yeah, you'd be surprised how many people still have cars that do that. And there's actually probably a number of these devices still around. They may not have the cool retractable cord, but I assume over time those will become less common. But you can still find these adapters from place to place. I mean, different companies make them, so it's still, I guess, a useful device to have ever. If you have an old car and you don't really want to put in a new stereo that's got USB, Bluetooth, or whatever. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.